questions and answers on Islamic beliefs.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. This is your host, Musa al-Bahadili, and you are now listening to the program Q&A on Islamic beliefs. Joining us in the studio today is our dear friend and esteemed guest speaker, Sheikh Noor Muhammad, who is an Islamic researcher at the Seminary of Qum. Dear Sheikh, I welcome you to the studio and, of course, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Thank you for having me.
Thank you for joining us, dear Sheikh. Our question today might be quite a general one. It's definitely going to be an interesting question to answer at the very least, because it deals with the entire concept of God. Why do we have this concept of God, are we asked? And if we believe that there is a God and we have proven that there is a God, why must God be one thing or one single thing and not multiple gods? So, dear Sheikh, I don't know where you're going to want to start out with this. But maybe we can start with figuring out the whole concept of God.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Very valid question. Many people ask about the existence of God, about the Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and whether he exists or not.
Yep.
Yeah, you know that in the beginning, I would like to ask my dear listeners and I would like to invite them for further and in-depth study about God and about the existence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You know, this is a very kind and friendly invitation to all my dear listeners, you know, to have in-depth study about some of the theological issues, including Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because we are talking about the divine existence. You know, if you go to the Islamic text, you find a lot of explanation about oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which we call it Tawheed. Okay, and it is one of the Islamic principles, and it is necessary, and actually it is obligation, kind of obligation upon all Muslims to have, you know, these arguments, and, you know, via istidlal, which we call it rational argument, to understand and to recognize Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and to go to this study and to, let's say, you know, have a, you know, let's say, rational understanding about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, about oneness of Allah and about other attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Right. It is very important. And if you look at all Risala Amaliya, which is, you know, practical laws of Islam, you find all the scholars, they have mentioned in the beginning of their practical law that it is obligation, you know, upon all Muslims to have these rational arguments for understanding right. All theological issues. So we are talking about the one of the most fundamental issues, and unfortunately, maybe some people, they do not have enough time to have some further study. If they have some minutes maybe, or some others, you know, of a study about the theological issue, they can easily come to this understanding about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Let's go to the question about oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and about the concept of God. You know that if you want to understand whether, you know, according to Islam, this divine religion of Allah, whether Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala exists or not, or you may call it Lord or God or any other, you know, expression that you may like, I would like to say that you should start it from your own existence, okay? If you look at your own existence, you find that human being in the beginning of the creation is a drop of fluid, okay?
Right.
And this, you know, this sperm gradually has a, you know, growth, and after that become the a complete human being.
It so develops, please, right. It has a cycle of development. Right.
Exactly. So please look at this growth of human being from the drop of fluid and gradually become the complete human being. My question is to this dear questioner, please look at this process carefully and understand whether, I want to say that who has created and who has given this ability and capacity to this drop of fluid to become the complete human being.
So, dear Sheikh, you would say to understand why there is a concept of God, we should look at some rational arguments for the existence of God, right?
Yes.
But what do we say to those who, instead of calling this existence God, they call it evolution or mother nature, or now they've taken to calling it the universe. The universe wants this, universe does that. How can we tell them that this isn't, or how do we prove that this isn't just the universe, but it is in fact a creator who is actively doing these things, who we call Allah?
You know, the example that I gave you, I want to say that, look at this example. Can we say that the process of the creation of human being from the beginning till the end, it has been given to him or her by universe? Or, for example, any other thing rather than the creator who is almighty, all-powerful, all-knowing? I want to say that rationally speaking, okay, is it possible to give all these capacities and abilities to the human being and this very, I can say, huge system of the creation of human being and this huge process
right.
via, I don't know, for example, by universe or any right. other thing, or for example, randomly it has been created.
Right.
Is that possible, rationally speaking? The problem is, my dear host, that unfortunately, some people, they do not reflect on many issues which are considered to be miracle. But
exactly,
because
yeah.
we have been used to that, because on a daily basis, when we see different things which are actually, you know, some kind of miracle, but because we have been used to that, we do not care about that and we do not reflect about that.
Questions and answers on Islamic beliefs on IRIB English Radio. You can send your questions to englishradio@irib.ir.
Actually, the Quran talks about this quite explicitly. It says that it addresses the human being. He says, why do you not think, why do not la yatafakkarun, think in creation, reflect upon the creation, because
exactly.
in that there are signs of Allah. So again, we are actually saying that this concept, it is founded on a rational foundation, actually, that this concept is not just something we have imagined. It is actually rational. And it is well argumented, is what we're trying to say here. Right, Sheikh?
Exactly. I want to say that, you know, rationally speaking, without looking at any religion or any faith, I want to say that if you go to your wisdom, you understand that the creation of human being, of course, I will give you more example. And of course, we have plenty of examples of the creatures of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that we do not care about them. We do not reflect on the creation. Beginning from the human being, the creation of this, you know, mankind, you understand it very simply that any other being but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala cannot give this potentiality and this capacity to these creatures. For example, I don't know, big explosion or any, or for example, universe.
The Big Bang, yeah.
Big Bang or any other thing. They do not have this ability and power to give this process of creation to human being. And of course, look at the creation of the growth of the, you know, let's say plant. Is it possible to look at these beautiful plants or flower to be growth, to have this growth to be, you know, created in this beautiful way by, for example, any other thing, I don't know, you know, Big Bang or anything, or let's say universe. It is, you know, rationally speaking, it is impossible. Look carefully the beginning of this, you know, creation and the growth of this plant. It is impossible that it has been created via nothing or, right, you know, some powerless, you know, things. So if you look at these two examples, and of course, many other examples I can give you. I can give you the example of rain. This rain coming from the skies, or for example, that, you know, look at this sweet water that we drink. Is that possible? It has been created via nothing, or for example, randomly. I want to say that we have many examples to be careful about and to understand the concept
reflect
of
upon.
God.
Right. But dear Sheikh, again, we always have this problem with, I do not want to call them atheists or ignorant people, but people who are skeptical about all of these proofs. For example, about the whole rain process, they call it just a chemical reaction. They simplify it. And we agree it is a chemical reaction, but we say it was created by someone. But then we go back to this concept, because seemingly we will never have a definitive answer to people who refuse to acknowledge that there is a creator. So we go back to this concept of God. They say that we ourselves have created this concept of there being a God and a creator. They call it the universe, Mother Nature, natural laws. How can we break free from this cycle? Do we just continue with pointing out more and more evidence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala?
I want to say that this natural process that you mentioned, or this chemical process that you mentioned, just be more careful and go in depth to that, you know, process. This natural creation that we call it, go to that. Who has given this and who has created this natural process or this chemical process?
Right.
Okay, from the beginning.
So you're actually saying investigate it step by step. You say rain chemical process, you go say then who caused this? They say some reaction in the sky, some clouds came over and rained. You're saying and ask who made these clouds come and then continue all the way to the beginning.
Yes. Exactly. I want to say that look at the beginning of that, the originator of that, and of course the maintainer of that. All of the process is that been created by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I want to say that these miracles, rationally speaking, we have used to that.
Right.
We have used to these miracles of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we call it natural process or chemical process. Look at this process. Is it possible that itself, from the beginning till the end, it has been created by nothing or by any other existence rather than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? If you give it a thought, you understand that it has to be, rationally speaking, creator who is all-wise, almighty, and has all complete, capacities,
right,
to create this process and to have this, to given this ability to these creatures.
Now, I would love to continue this discussion, dear Sheikh, that we are having, and also try to answer the second part of the question, but we are unfortunately out of time. I thank you, dear Sheikh, for joining us today and for answering these questions. And I also thank the dear listeners for tuning in. Inshallah, we will continue answering this question in the next session, inshallah. Until next time, fi amanillah.
Inna fil jannati nahran min laban. Inna fil jannati nahran min laban. Li Aliyin wa Husayn wa Hasan. Li Aliyin وحسين وحسان إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن لعلي وحسين وحسان
حسن لعلي وحسين وحسن كل من كان محبا لهم كل من كان محبا لهم يدخل الجنة من غير حزن يدخل الجنة من غير حزن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن لعلي وحسين وحسن